experience. You understand? You are a spirit being. Listen very carefully. You are fundamentally and at first a spirit being. While you are on earth, you are undergoing a human experience. It's not that you are in a physical being that once in a while you visit the spirit. Hallelujah. You understand that? So fundamentally, you are a spirit. Now, what you need to do, and what you, next month is going to be the month of the vision. The month of the vision, or the month of the mission. Hallelujah. One of your core role on earth, if you are asking, is you are here to learn and to master spirituality. Hallelujah. So when God is translating you from one level to another, it's not that he's going to grab your feet or do something necessary in the natural. He may do something in the natural. But you need to come to a level where you relate with God, spirit to spirit. Because God is spirit. Hallelujah. And they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. It's deep calling unto deep. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, when God is translating you to a place, you can actually understand that the Holy Spirit can present you, and then he says, as you are praying, he says that sing this song, and then you begin singing. How excellent is your name, O Lord, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, blah, blah, blah. And you sing. As you're singing, the Lord now says, in your spirit, there's something happening in your spirit, and you are being attuned to that which is more heavenly and less earthly. You understand? As you are being attuned, then the Holy Spirit tells you, you know, go in this area, which is called, as I walked into this place, I sensed his presence. You understand? Now, when he tells you that, don't think that in your mind, as I walked into church. Church is not the place that the Lord walked. Let me talk so much. Okay, the presence of the Lord is in church, huh? But if you are alert, you will understand that the Lord is that the place he's talking about is not you walking into church. As you were seeing and allowing the Holy Spirit to work on you, he conveyed you and translated you from one place to another, and now he is giving you awareness of the place that you have entered. Hallelujah. And if you are to ask, just look at what he has done before. And then you conclude that the place I've entered is called the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's how you enter that place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you understood that? Huh?
Yes.
So it must be a spiritual thing, not you entering, because you know they are playing a prophetic and then you begin feeling the presence of God and you say, I think this is the place the Holy Spirit is saying I've entered. No. You understand? And then you realize that in the scriptures, if you've read the scriptures, that there is actually a spiritual location called the name of the Lord. And in the spirit, the scripture refers to it as a strong tower. So if you understand that, then you know you have entered that place that David, the prophet, actually observed and he said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And he gave the experience of having experienced, he said that when the righteous run there, I've talked about the name of the Lord before. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. But I don't remember what I talked about. But I know what I'm going to talk about right now. Hallelujah. It's on record. Praise the Lord Jesus. By the way, I am shopping for ministers. There's so much that the Lord wants to do in our midst that we need ministers. Hallelujah. So I'll tell you later on. But anyway, back to the name of the Lord. Now that scripture talks about that person, says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Hallelujah. You've known how to enter there. Sometimes you can wait on the Lord to actually take you there. But sometimes you may want to go there. Just go close your, what is it called, prayer closet. And then begin ushering yourself there. Hallelujah. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. You know, what was the other one which we began with? I've forgotten already. What is the song we began with? We exalt your name, exalt your name above all. I expect by now, if you sing that song, even if you're not here, I expect by now that the presence of the prophetic should be able to be with you. I expect that. If that is not your experience right now, I do not know what to do with you. We may have to do an analysis. Hallelujah. But that song at least. You understand? Now you usher yourself into that place. Praise the Lord. Now the psalmist says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. No, the problem is this. Most people, when they read that scripture, they think that the name of the Lord is in the name of Jesus. There's a position for that. Hallelujah. But you see that when you go into the spirit realm, that tower is bigger than just the name of Jesus. There is a layer, a level, which is indeed the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But I have come, I don't know whether I've done this before. I'm going to hit on another level. But if I hit on another floor on that tower, I must first wash your mind thoroughly. If I had a brush, I would open your mind and brush that certain dirt out. There's dirt that I want to remove from your mind. The dirt which, when you see, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run in. So most people think that when the righteous is running in, it's because they are big. Most people, when they read that, that's the first thing they are thinking, that they are running from a visible, and they are running into a place called the name of the Lord, which is their strong tower. And you see, the devil encourages that. He encourages that kind of thought. So when you read that scripture, the righteous run in and they are safe, you imagine, or you can go chari muto, go go be koko, bagana jisala. So the enemy encourages you when you are saying that the righteous running, encourages you now to remove the nkoko running from someone chasing it. And you put yourself there. So you become the nkoko nkoko papa. Hallelujah. Now you are the one in that position. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. That's what I want to brush out of your mind. When the scripture says the righteous run in and they are safe, he is not saying that you are running from problems. And therefore, when you enter this tower, Gamba, ha, you are doing good. You are doing good. Has so can be anyone? No. Hallelujah. As though the moment you go out, no. You are not there. You are in hiding. You are not in hiding. It's not that the name of the Lord, the righteous run in and they are safe because they are in hiding. What makes you safe is that the name of the Lord, when you enter that tower, you are safe because that is where your throne is. That is where the capital city of your power is. Your power, your central. The central console of your spiritual power is located there. You understand what I'm saying? So when you sit in a position called the name of the Lord, you are safe not because you are hiding from problems, but because you are at the very heart of your power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That is what makes you safe, not because you are hiding behind a tower. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So it's important that you understand that you running to the tower is not you running from problems, it's you running to your ordained location. You are running to govern. Because so long as you are governing, you are safe. Scripture says somewhere, you can find it, that a king who sits in judgment scatters evil with his eyes. Hallelujah. Find it in the book of Proverbs. A king who sits in judgment scatters all evil with his eyes. In other words, if the king is not in a certain posture, he does not have the power to scatter evil. Two things are necessary. The individual must be a king, the identity. Number two is the location or the posture, which is sitting in judgment. A king sitting in mercy does not scatter evil. Correct identification or identity, wrong location. Hallelujah. A king screaming in the marketplace does not scatter evil. Some people, when they are praying, they are screaming at evil. How you scatter evil? Scripture is very clear. A king, you've heard them, they scream at darkness as though you need. No, you don't scream at the dark one or at evil. How you scatter it is by sitting in judgment. Which scripture is that? Have you found it? I found you read people searching. What were you searching? 20 verse 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 20 verse 8. I told you I'm going to preach with you. So when I ask you to find the scripture, you find it. 20 verse 8. A king that sits in the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. You see how easy it is when you are seated in the right location? Just with a look, judgment, evil is scattered. Praise the Lord. Have you found that scripture? I had to move on very fast. This is not my sermon for today. Have you found that scripture? Hallelujah. So let's go back to the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. That running, if you ever read it or hear it somewhere, and then the enemy sends the image, he projects into your mind the image of Gopapa, Lord Duka, cancel it in Jesus' name. There and then, because you are not entering that place, the tower, out of fear, and your safety does not come from you or where you are, and you are hiding under the tower, so that the enemy comes looking for you. Katakulawa. No. Your safety comes from you sitting in judgment inside that tower. You understand that? Now, the scripture says again that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. If you turn with me to Mark's Gospel, St. Mark's Gospel, I'm going now to show you what that means when it says the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You should be by now in chapter, I think, 1. Are you there? If you are there, say first born. Scripture says in verse 11. Are you there? Hallelujah. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 11. I'm hoping that we are all there. It says, and there came a voice from heaven saying, ye are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the spirit drove Christ into the wilderness, and was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan. Hallelujah. What was one of the temptations? You already know it. Eh? It's in Matthew, one of the temptations. In Matthew chapter 4, the enemy says to Jesus, in chapter 4 of Matthew, are you there? Verse 5. Hallelujah, I'm waiting for you to get there. Glorious. We are reading aloud. Verse 5. Ready? Aloud? Read. Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. Right location. A tower. Right? But look at what happened there. Verse 6. And said unto him, read with me, if ye are the Son of God, cast yourself down. Pause. What is the devil trying to challenge here? his identity. God has clearly baptized him with the name, "Thou art the Son of God, and I am well pleased with you." Full stop. For so long as you are the Son of God, what happens? I am well pleased with you. That inheritance of being well pleased with you comes together with the name Son of God. The power of divine favor is part of the inheritance attached to the name. And the name is Son of God. That is what the devil wants now. The devil does not come and fight favor, divine favor, because he knows that divine favor makes the righteous safe. You understand? So he cannot remove divine favor. What he removes is what divine favor is attached to. And divine favor is attached to the name. And so he makes him question, "Are you sure you are the Son of God? If you are the Son of God, you do this." If Jesus had given in to that temptation, he would have actually exited the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower. And therefore, he would have lost the strength of the tower, which is, "I am well pleased with you," the divine favor. You understand this? Child of God, the devil will not sleep, he will not rest until he tries to strip you and tempt you to give up your name. The name that the Lord has given you. The name that the Lord God has given you is your strong tower. And you need to know what that name is. That name is not Zinabal Muzari. Hallelujah. Find the name. Hallelujah. The power is in the name. Praise the Lord Jesus. And you enter the spirit realm on the force of the name. I'm telling you, the name of the Lord, it's not just the level I'm telling you right now, it's not just Jesus, it's the name that the Lord imparts. It is your strong tower. For as long as you continue to identify with that name, you are in strength. Hallelujah. Some of you, the Lord has called you wealthy. Amen. The enemy will send an army called poverty to come and interview you. And poverty will come and say, "Is your name really wealthy? If it is so, why are things the way they are?" The moment you allow and you bring yourself to that level of beginning to converse with the armies of poverty at that level, the armies of lack at that level, you have exited the strong tower. Because you've proven to them that you are judging your name on the basis of physical circumstances and appearances. What does Joel, is it Joel? It's Joel 2. Joel 1, 5, I think, who I love a lot, who says, "They that regard," is it 1:5 or 2:5? Jonah 2:8. Let's run to Jonah. Jonah, where are you, my Jonah? Hallelujah. I love Jonah. I met him, but I'm not willing to meet him anytime soon now. Did I tell you how I met Jonah?
No, you didn't.
Is it that it's written in the book?
No, it isn't.
Then it should remain to me. Jonah, great figure. I don't want to meet him again. And I know he knows why. Hallelujah. Jonah chapter 2. Are we there? Jonah. Very, very great apostle, that one. Jonah chapter 2, verse 8. Scripture says, "They that regard vain idols forsake their own mercy." They that, other versions which I love a lot say, "They that regard lying vanities." Hallelujah. Everything that you see is lying vanity. So long as you see it with the eyes of your physical senses, it's a lying vanity. It's a lying vanity. Don't allow that vanity to deceive you out of the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Scripture says you are the healed of the Lord. Amen. Then you are there struggling with a headache or some infirmity that is refusing to go away. Like vanities. And I'm going to show you how to translate yourself from a lying vanity until you root your consciousness, your reality in truth, eternal truth. I'm going to show you today. Hallelujah. A few years back, well, probably last year, I don't remember, I was doing an installation of this guy who has been playing games, Ruto, the president. You know him. I think he'll become faithful, hopefully. But anyway, as we were doing the installation for him, you know very well that, I remember it was probably a Thursday, if I'm not forgotten, when the Lord sent out a spiritual summons to many, a set of men of God, because the presidency of that country was going to someone else, who God has no beef with people. So that God had beef with the guy. I don't know. I've never asked him. But God was not in favor of the other one. So God was like, go and what? Sort this out. So we were summoned in the spirit and up we went. And as we were there, and I was engaging on my turf, engaging my graces, you know very well, as I told you, that I encountered something very, very strong, and I understood why the Lord had summoned us immediately. Because the other guy had been, we found that he had been actually established. He had been planted by a prophet. And the word of a prophet cannot be uprooted except by a prophet. And then, hallelujah, it must be either, it must be a greater anointing. Hallelujah. Scripture is very clear. The greater blesses. The blessing. Scripture is clear. Hallelujah. Spiritual law is very clear. Straightforward. So we found that the other thing that the other prophet now also had in his favor was he's a Kenyan prophet. I know he's him because I saw him in the spirit. I saw him in the spirit, so I know who he is. I don't know his name, but I can, if you show me the photo, I can recognize because I saw him in the spirit. So this was his, Kenya is his jurisdiction. So basically he has first rights to determine who the president should be of his country. But now the Lord was like, this one, no. But now the Lord could not remove the what? The guy. Because the Lord must also play with, but according to the rules. The guy had his rights. The prophet had the rights to install, and he installed. But he installed the one that God was not agreeing with. You get it? So God called other prophets of the caliber that can actually, you know, veto this. So when I was engaging the graces, I realized, oh, this guy, he had too many. The first of it was a prophet who had been established him, and then he had jurisdictional authority and rights. So it was difficult. And then the Holy Spirit whispered in my ear wisdom, ancient wisdom. He said, invoke your name. Invoke the name, or invoke the authority of your name. And I knew what he meant. I just like, almost in the spirit, I almost did him. Take it. In the spirit, huh? You can take it. So I went somewhere. There's somewhere I cannot describe here. I went somewhere where my name is enthroned, and I sat in that place, and that place is what I've been teaching you here, level 2 of the name of the Lord. When I was there, I was not invoking in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The other guy had also established the guy in Jesus' name. So now in Jesus' name, we are now That is not the name of the Lord that was now at work. It was a higher name that needed to be invoked. Okay, not a higher name, but a different name. You understand? So I went to level 2. And in level 2, I proclaimed my name. And I declared that by the fact of this name, I am first born. And I effected the rule of that name. That as firstborn, we are higher than the kings of the earth, and we supersede all authority. And therefore, we establish. In the spirit, I was also seeing the other guy. Because at the first level, we would send something, he would cover it. Send another thing, he covers it or he cancels it. Send something, then he invokes jurisdiction. And he was ready to know these levels. And now you could not attack him because we are of the same kingdom. So it was not a spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we needed to draw glory that he could not, he could not counter. When we declared that name, the guy seemed and stepped back, like, yeah, I've conceded. Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah! Out of the view, it was done. Hallelujah! I usually tell people that spiritual reality is basic science, simple science. It is repeatable, observable, and provable. Hallelujah! Basic science. Praise the Lord Jesus. That is what the scripture says when it says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous rule from it and they are safe. The reason that why you are safe, as I've said, is not because you are hiding from the arrows of the enemy. It is because you are seated in the capital city of your power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Don't allow anything or anyone to take away your name. And the enemy will never, every morning, he will make it a mission. Mission number one, to strip away your name, your consciousness of your name, your awareness of your name. Hallelujah. Don't allow him. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I thought time was up. These days time runs slowly. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Repeat with me. The name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord
is a strong tower.
Is a strong tower.
The righteous run in.
The righteous run in.
And they are safe.
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
We are going to sing that song. And as we sing it, this is what we are going to do. I want you to think of whatever circumstances have been challenging your name in the Lord. Whatever circumstances. There's a secret I learned. It's too early to reveal the secret. And I learned a powerful secret. This fasting, I glorify God for it. 2 days back, I was in the spirit and was being instructed by the Lord on high order warfare. High order. Hallelujah. We've done warfare, but there is high order. Praise the Lord. I'll probably reveal it probably on Friday or the other day. I don't remember. When the Lord allows me, I will reveal the secrets. Right now I'm still processing them and waiting on the Lord for the timing. I want you, as we are singing, to reflect on whatever circumstance, and yet in 2020, it has been the greatest challenge that opposes you. Hallelujah. You remember Zechariah?
Yes.
You remember in the book of Zechariah? When the high priest, let's stand there very fast so that we do this exercise. Zechariah chapter 6. Hallelujah.
I lift my eyes to the coming King, for you alone.
You are there? Chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 1, I think I've gone a bit far. Let's go to verse 9. Are we there? We are reading. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, take from them of the captivity, even of Heldai, of Tobijah, and of Jediah, who have come from Babylon, and come the same day, and go into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, and make a crown, and set it upon the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Have you noticed that the scripture says, take silver and gold, and make what? And make?
Crowns.
It just says crowns.
Yes.
Crowns in plural.
Yes. Elaborate.
An elaborate crown. Not a rustic crown. Or a basic sign. Something elaborate. You get it, eh? In other words, take a mna hajaja. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take a mama sapi. Hallelujah. If you come, you don't be take a mama sapi. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It says an elaborate crown. But remember that last week we were here.
Yes.
And the Lord was telling us about the estate of liberty. Someone is understanding things, I hope. I hope someone is understanding things.
Amen.
Eh? You're understanding, eh? You know, the children of darkness, let me tell you something, eh? They come and say, I am a suit, you're not a native magana, nesinga ne Christo. You leave Christ alone. I don't know how to say it. An elaborate what?
Crown.
Elaborate. But take a moment, Master P. Oh, you're going to go to Janjawaza?
Janjawaza.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. By the way, the glory of God.
Amen.
You're going to go to Janjawaza. Kati ya jana gamba Hallelujah. An elaborate crown. Okay, let's move on. Then take silver and, okay, verse 12. And speak unto him, saying, thus says the Lord. Of course, is that what I'm looking for? I don't think this is the section I'm looking for. Let me see if verse 12 is what I'm looking for. There's somewhere I'm looking which is not here. Hallelujah. I am looking for a section where is it Zechariah? Should be Zechariah. Where there's this spirit comes and says to Zechariah, you know that, you know. Is it who? Am I in the right place? Ezekiel, it's not Ezekiel. I'll find it. Hallelujah. It's not Zechariah. It's not the section I'm reading. It should be somewhere in Zechariah, but it's not the section I'm reading. There's somewhere, I don't remember where I'm reading, but I'm going to find, remember it. Where the scripture talks about, I saw Joshua, the high priest. And then he was dressed in filthy rags. Find it for me. I thought it was Zechariah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to find it. Don't worry.
6:11.
Sure. But 6:11, we've read it. It's the one that talks about Okujajawaza. HT Wachamuka. Hallelujah. You find it for me. I don't remember where it is. I thought I was in the right section. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Have you found it? It's very easy to find it. Should I find it? Because people are taking longer than I would have anticipated. Hallelujah. Sorry? You're sure you found it? I think I'm in the right book. 3-3. I know I'm in the right book. I just don't. 3-3. Okay, let's run there. Ah, yes. There it is. Hallelujah. So we are going to go back to the 3-3. Zechariah 3-3. Verse 1. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And Yahweh said unto Satan, Yahweh rebuke you, O Satan. Even Yahweh that has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from Joshua. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused your iniquity to pass away from you, and I will clothe you with rich apparel. You see that word? Elaborate apparel. What does your version say? Rich robes. Hallelujah. Not something cheap. Rich apparel. Praise the Lord. And then he says, and let them set a clean turban, others say crown, right? Let them set a clean turban upon his head. And so they set a clean turban upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. Praise the Lord Jesus. What we are going to do is this. As we are going to sing this song very, very briefly, I want you to look at whatever the enemy has been accusing you against. And I want you to start to dissociate yourself from it. Amen? Picture yourself detaching from whatever situation, circumstance, name that the enemy has been trying to plaster on you. Right? And then begin to enter into level 12, the name of the Lord. For every situation the enemy has tried to drag you down, usually there is one or two, not more than that, that really you feel like are heavy on you. Eh? For every situation, there is a name of the Lord for you where you can govern your graces from. You understand that? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So as we are seeing this song, I want you to think of those situations and begin to do this exercise, right? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. One more time. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. And they are saved. She had a man, Razele Barambur, the Karash, the Brakrushta. Ie le mandra saraba raka ie le mokro so rashide brazo raba rashika brazo yarabaka. To you who changed the name from Jacob to Israel, because the name Israel was more befitting to the heritage of a firstborn than the name Jacob, to you we make our prayer. Whatever name that is hostile to our destiny in you, Lord of glory, we reject and we dissociate ourselves from it today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare that for so as long as we stand before you, we shall not be called the widowed. We shall be called they that were not forsaken. We shall not be called forsaken. We shall be called they that are beloved. We shall not be called an usurper. We shall be called a priest with power. A priest of power with God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare that we receive afresh the name of the Lord unto us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we are going to do that again, but this time there is someone that the Lord wants you to do that exercise for. Someone you know that the Lord wants you to strip away. But now, by the way, you cannot change names unless you yourself are sitting in your name. You will not have the authority to change names. Hallelujah. Unless you are sitting in the name that the Lord has baptized you. Praise the Lord. I don't say your name like Andrew. Hallelujah. There is a secret name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. So if there is a someone close to you that you know needs a change of names, we are going to effect that. Amen? You are ready? So we are going to do that again. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. Now begin changing names in the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, begin adjusting names. Begin realigning people to their places of power in the name of the Lord Jesus. As you do that, I'm going to declare this over your prayer. Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until its righteousness goes forth as brightness and its salvation as a lamp that burns. And Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be named forsaken. Neither shall your land be any more termed desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. Hallelujah. Now just raise your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare, you shall no more be called desolate. Say amen. You shall no more be called forsaken.
Amen.
Rather, you receive a new name which the name of the Lord himself, the mouth of the Lord utters.
Amen.
Now I, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as the mouth of the Lord. Declare that you shall be called favored.
Amen.
Highly favored.
Amen.
Not forsaken.
Amen.
Highly favored.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And you shall not be called desolate.
Amen.
You shall be called full, fruitful,
amen,
abounding,
amen,
abundant,
amen,
full of all good things.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That all kings of the earth shall look at you. And they shall see your new glory.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Destinies are being changed in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I see adjustments of destinies in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Fresh waters are being released to water those things that were desolate and were dry and parched. Fresh waters that respond to new names are being released in the name of the Lord Jesus. The flow of evil, the flow of darkness, of the wicked one is being stopped in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Today we choose to run into it.
Amen.
And we govern from there. And we are robed in safety. In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. You are blessed. You may resume your seats. As Timothy comes forward. This Friday. Today we are on break. We have finished our 14th strand. So those are 98 days of fasting and praying. So tomorrow we are praying and fasting, our 99th day, and then Friday we are praying and